Hey guys, I'm Ava and I'm with
Matt,
Taylor,
and Michelle.
And we're doing a crumble review. If you guys watched or listened to one of our podcasts about a year ago, we did a crumble review on Valentine's Day cookies. And now we're doing a crumble review on St. Patty's Day cookies. So we like the festive cookies and I hope you guys enjoy.
So the first one we're trying, let me actually pull up the flavors so we can be specific. Oh, the first one's actually a mystery cookie. It looks like key lime pie, so I think that it's key lime pie. It has like a graham cracker
and
bottom,
and
like the whipped cream. Yeah, so I think this is key lime, so we can try this.
I've never had key lime pie. Have you guys ever had key lime?
Neither have I.
I what? Have, and it's
never
so good.
In your life?
Never. I'm a little nervous. I'm not a huge like pie cake Ooh. Person, so I don't know if I'll like it, but I'm excited to try. Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's kind of tangy.
I think that's a lime.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It's a little bit sour.
I just don't like that it's very, like, messy.
Yes. Yeah, that's the one thing I would critique about it. It's super messy, and I just don't like key lime pie. Ooh. So it's not the best taste, in my opinion, but it's not bad. I just don't really like it that much, and it's very messy.
How'd you rate it?
I think I'd give it, like, a 5 or a 4.
What do you think, Taylor?
Oh, me? I think it's, like, an 8. I really like key lime pie, so I really like it.
Mm. That's understandable.
I think it has that nice key lime pie balance of sweet and tangy, but it's not wowing me, and my hands are now covered in graham cracker crumbs, so I would say 6.5.
I also feel like it's very balanced. I mean, it's about what I'd expect key lime pie to taste like, because I've never had it, but I would say it's about a 6.
Yes.
If you guys are wondering, we are all doing this in a car right now, so it's getting a little bit messy.
Made me nervous. But it's okay, we're doing a great job.
Yeah, the key lime pie was maybe not the best one to start with. Yeah.
Okay, the next one is just normal chocolate chip. So, have you guys ever had the normal one before?
I sound like a crumble hater, but I actually don't like the chocolate chip one because I'm not a big fan of like milk chocolate chip cookies. I kind of like dark chocolate chip cookies, which is a strange thing, but it's not my favorite.
This one certainly stays together.
Yeah, the other one was not really staying together, but this one is.
Very cookie-y.
Except, yes, these cookies just always amaze me with how thick they are.
I was thinking understand. The same thing. Mm-hmm. It looks very buttery.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys ready?
Michelle, how do you feel about this cookie?
This cookie's very chewy, and like the inside, it isn't as crispy as a store-bought cookie would be, so I like that it carries on that essence of a homemade cookie.
So I really like it. I think that it's like a little much for just a regular chocolate chip cookie, but like I think that thinner ones are sometimes better just for normal chocolate chip cookies, but it was very good.
But also, I feel like if you're going to crumble cookie, you have to expect that wow factor, that extravagance that you wouldn't get in a typical cookie. Like, crumble cookies is just the exact opposite of simplicity. They really go all out, so I think they put their own spin on it for sure.
That's true.
That is true, because you go to crumble and it's like not super expensive for the cookies, but they are very like interesting flavors, and they're like huge cookies, so you do expect it to be a bit more intense. And I feel like a chocolate chip cookie is something that's so classic that people expect just like a simple cookie, and crumble doesn't go on that simple route. So I think that might be why I don't like it as much as I like other chocolate chip cookies. So, what did you think about the chocolate chip cookie?
I think even though it is a little bit different from a typical cookie, it's what you expect from crumble, and they do put their own twist on it, and I appreciate that. I think it is a little much, like you guys said, but it is really good. It's kind of like a melt-in-your-mouth experience, which you wouldn't expect because it is so thick.
Yeah, it looks like it would almost be dry, but then you bite into it, and it is very buttery.
Yeah. Okay, should we move on?
Oh, we didn't rate this one.
Oh, yeah, let's rate it. Okay, I would rate it, like, a 6.
I'm going 7.
I'm going 7 as well.
I would also rate it a 7, just like a average 7.
Yeah, okay. The next one is coconut lime. So this one, let's see the description. It is a coconut lime sugar cookie with coconut frosting on top and then like a little lime on top. Okay, yeah, so that's the description of the cookie. Now we're going to cut it. It kind of looks like the first one.
Is this one of their chilled cookies? You know how they make those?
Oh, I think it is. Yeah, it looks like it.
It did. I thought this one was going to be key lime pie just because it has also a lime on top of it.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe the lime for like spring and green for the St. Patty's Day theme, maybe.
Is the lime frozen?
No, it's not frozen. It just...
Was it frozen?
Maybe.
Which cookies are you guys most excited for to try today? I know we've already tried a few, but...
I think I'm most excited for the Lucky Charms one. That one looks really good. Should I do like eighths or like...
I'll have an eighth.
Okay, yeah,
because
it's like a lot.
I'm eyeing that chocolate brownie. It's really...
Me as
well.
So
am I.
I'm a chocolate person, and I absolutely love anything that says brownie in front of it. So I'm really excited for this one.
I'm the same way. And this looks very rich.
Yeah,
and
like gooey.
Looks like a rich brownie. Yeah, I'm excited. So we're trying the coconut lime right now.
Yes.
I'm very conflicted for this cookie.
Mm-hmm.
I really do like the cold ones because I feel like... They taste, I don't know, I think I just like the texture of them more because they're kind of chewy and I like the chewy things.
Mm-hmm.
But it tastes really good, but at the same time kind of tastes like a candle. So yeah, I don't know how to feel about it.
Personally, I'm not a coconut fan, but I appreciate the diversity this cookie offers. I feel like this coconut cookie puts me on a boat in the summer sun, and I feel refreshed when I'm eating this cookie, despite how sweet it is. I really think that it provides something different, so I can appreciate that.
It is very springy, summery. I agree.
I agree with Michelle. I'm not a huge coconut person. I'm definitely a lime person. That's why I like the first one a lot.
That makes
sense. So I like that part of it, but I don't like the coconut.
I'm sorry, guys. We can't stop giggling because we are just having so much fun reviewing these cookies.
Okay.
Matt, how do you feel about this cookie?
I'd have to agree with Ava. I think the texture of the chilled cookies is better than the warm ones. It just has a more satisfying, chewy texture. I will say the first bite into this one was just a little too sweet for me. It was very sour. So I would rate this one probably like a 3 or 4.
Wow, that was low.
Yeah. I would also rate it a 4.
Yeah.
To me, this is like a 7.7.
Oh, wow.
7.7.
It offers something different, and I like that.
Ava, what would you say, Ava? Rate it?
I don't know. I think I would have to give it... I gave the key lime pie a 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have to give this one a 6, because I do like that it's chilled.
Okay. All right, the next one, which Ava's super excited
about... Oh, my God, I'm so excited for this one.
...is mint brownie batters. This one... is a chocolate cookie packed with mint chips and it has looks like brownie batter on top. So
it looks super gooey. I don't know if our descriptions are giving this justice, but it looks really, really good, especially if you're a chocolate really person.
Are you guys chocoholics?
Oh yeah.
Yes. It almost 100%. Has this chocolate glaze to it. It just looks really good.
Mm-hmm. This is not a chilled cookie. This is like a normal one.
I'm so excited, guys.
Cheers. Cheers.
I actually love this one. It is so good. It reminds me of something I've had before, but I can't put my finger on it. But it's really good. Super, like, warm and goopy. And I like the chips. They're, like, mint chocolate chips. And they give it a nice little mint flavor, but not too overpowering. I feel like things that are mint, it's, like, scream in your face mint. And this is the perfect touch.
I agree. It's very subtle. I like that it adds that St. Paddy's Day spirit. It definitely tastes identical to any mint Oreo or almost a thin mint.
That might be it.
Or even those Andes candies that you've had before. I think it keeps that chocolate mint flavor alive in a discreet way. So I like it.
I agree. I really like mint chocolate chip stuff. So I really like this one. And it was very gooey. It was very good. So I like it. I would give it like a 9, honestly. How would you rate it?
I would say an 8. I like it a lot, but my socks are not knocked off.
I think my socks are knocked off in rebuttal to that statement, but I would give it a 9 because I really love chocolate.
I had very high expectations because it did look so appetizing. I think it did deliver in some respects. It's a very, very good cookie. It's probably my favorite that we've had so far. I think it was a little bit milder than I expected, especially because the mint chips are so subtle. That being said, I would say it's a solid 8.
I completely agree. I feel like it almost could have used more of that minty wow factor. It was very low-key.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do the next one. Should we do the pancake
one? Oh, I'm actually really excited for the pancake one.
Me too.
Okay, so this is the buttermilk pancake cookie. It's a warm pancake cookie with a buttermilk glaze and buttercream dollop on top.
Have any of you guys ever had the cornbread cookie?
No, I heard that people love it.
It reminds me, like, the looks of this one reminds me a lot of the cornbread one. I like the cornbread one. It was pretty good.
It looks really good.
It does. I'm going to spread. It comes with, like, this buttercream icing that I believe is supposed to be, like, butter on top of a pancake, as well as this other icing underneath that I think is supposed to be the maple syrup. I'm not really sure.
3, 2, 1.
It doesn't look like Michelle's loving this one.
This one is insanely sweet, I think. It just really hits you right out of the gate. It does. It tastes extremely buttery, I will say that. And I think it does keep that pancake essence alive, but I just think this one's really too sweet for me.
I kind of agree with you. I was expecting to like this one a lot, but I think it's a little too sweet. Like, with the glaze on top and, like, the buttercream on top, I think it's just too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I know I keep mentioning the cornbread one. We're not eating the cornbread one, but it just keeps coming back to me. But this reminds me a lot of it because it has that, like, salty, buttery taste, like the cornbread one has. But the two icings is a little too much for me, and it's just not my favorite.
The icing is extremely sugary and thick. I think it overpowers the rest of the cookie to where you can't even really taste it without the buttery icing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would say this one's a little bit too heavy, a little too thick, especially because of the icing.
I think the cookie on its own is really good. The icing, like you said, just makes it too much.
Yeah.
I would give it, like, a 3.
Yeah, this did not do it for me. I'm gonna say a 4.
I'll also go with a 3.
I think I'm going to do a 5.
Okay, so this is the last cookie. Could you hold this one open? I'm really excited for this one. This is like the most St. Patrick's theme one in the box. It's called the Mallow Cream Cookie. It kind of looks like the regular, like, sugar, the, like, pink sugar cookie. It's a regular sugar cookie with vanilla frosting, and then it has the Lucky Charms marshmallows on top, so it looks very festive, looks very cute.
I have a question.
Yes.
If you guys got Lucky Charm cereal, would you pick out the marshmallows?
No, it needs the cereal with it.
Wow.
Me too. I know they sell just the marshmallows, though.
Oh, really?
Because, wow. Like, at, like, candy stores, because people love it.
I do agree that it needs that yin and yang of sweet and
I really hope the cookie subtlety. Isn't too sweet, then.
So, that is my concern for this cookie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm kind of scared it's going to be too sweet. Yeah, I don't think we can cheers this one. It's a little
messy. This one's really messy. What are your guys' thoughts before we bite into this? What are your guys' thoughts on the pink sugar cookie?
Okay, I think it's very good. I think it's a little overhyped. I think it's very sweet, and I just think that there are better cookies.
I haven't seen it in a while. I mean, I haven't gone to Crumbl that much, but I feel like they haven't been, like, showing it as much.
Yeah.
This one has a fun filling. Sorry, the marshmallow one. There's something.
Oh, there's a filling.
In between, oh, wow. So that's definitely.
Oh, I think that's marshmallows inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, wow, okay.
But personally, I am not a pink sugar fan. I think that cookie specifically just seems, like, overwhelmingly artificial to where, like, the point of the frosting almost tastes a little chemical-y, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
I actually get that, but for some reason, I like it. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, the frosting to me tastes like something straight out of a jar if you were making your own cookies and frosting them on your own. It's not bad. It's just very chemical, very artificial.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, after eating this, there's definitely way too much frosting on it mm-hmm. for my taste. I think it's, like, very cute. Like, I think it's a very cute cookie for St. Patty's Day, but I just don't personally love it. I think I would rate it, like,
yeah, I think my mouth feels a little bit overwhelmed with this cookie. I would have to maybe rate it a 5.
I think this is another case where I like the cookie. I just can't do it with the icing. I feel like Crumbl, like, that happens a lot. Because I remember last time we did our review, it was a few cookies where the cookie itself was good and the icing just made it way too sweet. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how it is with this cookie, because I do like the cookie with the little marshmallows on the inside. But then once there's that, like, huge amount of icing, it's just way too much for me. So I think I'm gonna give it, like, a 4. Mm-hmm.
I agree. I think it's just a little bit too much. I think the marshmallows are really cool and fun touch. I think they add a lot to the cookie, but the icing is just so overpowering to where you can't even really taste the cookie. Mm-hmm. That being said, I think it's appetizing and it's good. It's just a little bit overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to go with a 5.
I do like the festivity of it, though.
I agree.
Do you guys want to say, like, let's go around and say, like, our favorite cookie that we tried?
Okay. Matt, what was your favorite?
I'd have to go with the brownie mint chocolate chip one. I think it just was a really good mix, and it didn't really underwhelm me. It met my expectations to the extent that I thought it would, and I really do think that the mint chocolate chips added a lot to the brownie cookie itself.
Mm-hmm. That one is also my favorite cookie. And I've mentioned this many times before, but I'm just a chocolate person and the rest are more vanilla, lime. So I do like that one for that reason. And I do like the mini tiny mint chocolate chips and the texture it adds, as well as the slight mint flavor.
I did rate that mint one the highest, except I think that cookie, it knew what it was doing and it accomplished that goal, but I'm still thinking about that coconut lime situation.
You liked it.
I did like that, and which definitely surprised me, but it just transported me to an island, and now it got me excited for summer. That cookie just really shined some sunshine on my day.
I'm glad you liked.
I think my favorite, I have two, actually. I liked the mint chocolate brownie cookie. That one was really good. Because I'm also a chocolate person. And I love the key lime pie cookie because I love key lime pie. So, and that was our mystery cookie. This week has, like, I think it's, like, 5, like, chosen cookies and then one mystery one. So that was the mystery one for this week.
I feel like it's very interesting how they did a mystery cookie with a lime while they already have a cookie that has a lime.
Yeah. And I wonder if they have, like, multiple mystery ones in there and they, like, rotate it.
I know a few weeks ago, I don't know if they still sell it, but Crumble, they had an Olivia Rodrigo cookie. And I did really want to try that, but it kind of, like, it didn't even look that appetizing to me. I think it's just cool how they partnered with her to make a whole cookie. And it kind of shows, like, the influence Crumble has on the media, because so many people, if you go on TikTok, like, reviews of Crumble are so popular and common. And they got a young artist to collaborate with them, bringing even more people to Crumble to want to try it, which was a smart move, in my opinion.
Yeah, that was an extremely unique move, too, because it was a cookie tour where they really amped up the exclusivity of it by only including it in the locations that she was currently touring in. So that was an interesting touch, and I think
they
really
are
good at drawing in that attention and public desire.
I think Crumble's model really plays to its benefit, especially because since they have a rotation, they're able to do things like this St. Patrick's Day rotation. I don't know. I think it was really cool to see these themed cookies, especially like the diversity in the cookies. So we started off with a really thick, kind of almost pie-like cookie.
It's pie day, by the way, guys.
Happy key lime pie day.
No, not key lime pie day. It's just pie day, Matt. But yeah, maybe that's why we had a key lime pie cookie, because it's pie day.
Happy belated pie day to all listeners.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I hope this inspires you to try some Crumble in your area. It is quite good. I hope you guys try it, and I hope you enjoyed our podcast. We had a lot of fun.